People will change clothes every 6 minutes, but still never be quite happy with their appearance. Cities will be built under huge glass domes, which in time will be completely covered by graffiti. Chickens will operate on gasoline, and surprisingly, many of them will get good mileage. Genetic scientists will develop vegetables too big to be transported, and they will have to be eaten right at the farm. The insane will no longer be housed in asylums. Instead, they will be displayed in department store windows. The oceans will dry up, and people will find things they dropped in the toilet many years ago. There will be no doctors or medicines of any kind, and everyone will be really sick. Eventually, it will no longer be necessary to forecast the future, because time will disappear and everything will happen at once. You ever notice this? Whenever we go into some country we've bombed, burned, and occupied, we always find mass graves full of dead people who were killed by the deposed dictator before we got there. And everybody in the United States acts like they're real surprised and disgusted. But when you think about it, what's a guy supposed to do with all those bodies after he's killed a couple of thousand people? Dig a separate hole for each one? Put up little markers with their names on them? Get real, for Christ's sakes. The whole idea of killing a couple of thousand people all at once in one place is to save time. Besides, all the United States ever does is complain a little, take a picture, and then leave. So what's the fucking difference? You know what I find interesting? Landmines. Here are a few great statistics. Listen to this. There are 340 different types of landmines made by 100 different companies. Every day, that's every day, roughly 6,000 fresh mines are placed in the ground. Right now, there are 110 million landmines in 72 countries, and every 22 minutes, one of them explodes. 75 mines explode every day, and each month 700 people are maimed or killed. That's 26,000 people a year. Don't you find that interesting? And mines cost only $3 to make and to put in the ground, but they cost $100 to disarm and remove. If you tried to remove them all, it would cost $33 billion, and it would take 1,100 years. They cost $3 a piece, and they last indefinitely. Wouldn't it be nice if other products could make that claim? Here's another funny statistic. In Cambodia, one out of every 236 civilians is missing a limb or an eye from an exploded landmine. Cambodia now has 30,000 people with at least one missing limb. And they still have 4 million mines in the ground. It makes you wonder whether or not some unlucky one-legged Cambodian guy has ever stepped on a landmine with his good leg. I'll bet it's happened. I'll bet anything there's some guy in Cambodia who has hit the lottery twice. I tried to think of what would be the most entertaining way of setting off a landmine, and I decided it would be to land on one while doing a cartwheel. Wouldn't that be weird to see? Makes you wonder if the high school cheerleading squads in Cambodia keep mine detectors handy. These are the kind of thoughts I have when I'm sitting home alone and things are slow. Be a doctor in just 3 weeks. Yes, thanks to our accelerated learning program, you can be a doctor in just 3 weeks. And you only have to study 20 minutes a day. Or become a dentist in just one afternoon. Don't like your present job? Don't fit into the current job market? Be a doctor or a dentist. It's easy. Call now and we'll include a nursing course for your wife. In fact, we can make your wife a nurse over the phone. Call Accelerated Medical School now. Don't be an asshole. Be a doctor.
I don't know. Or at least I don't know if I know. And I don't even know if I care to know if I know.
I don't know what you mean.
You know, I mean, I don't know what I mean. You know what I mean?
What do you mean you don't know what you mean? I don't know what you mean.
I mean, you know, I don't know.
You don't know? You mean that?
I don't know.
Here we have a news story that took place over time. Chicago, May 1st. Police announced today they have found evidence of a murder dismemberment. In a north side dumpster, they have found a right arm, a left leg, and the eyebrows of an adult white male. Police say the eyebrows are bushy and had recently been plucked. According to spokesmen, the search for additional body parts will continue.